Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
And welcome to this post-Valentine review. The Museum of Romantic Love reopens in Paris, one of three literary museums, along with the Maison de Balzac and the Maison de Victor Hugo. The main pavilion, 1830s Hôtel Particulier, was the Paris base of the Dutch-born painter Arie Scheffer. For decades, Scheffer and his daughter hosted Friday evening salons. Our friend, George Sand, used to come over with her ship, rubbing shoulders with Delacroix, Ingres, Lamartine, Franz Liszt, Rossini, and later the place would welcome Charles Dickens, Turgenev, and Gounod. Oh, to have been a fly on the wall. The display in the museum is mostly things that belong to these great names. And of course, there's a tea shop where you can sit and think about what life must have been like in the easygoing 19th century. But some people take a different view of romance. We read that dinner for one is becoming a thing in restaurants on Valentine's Day. And even more so, instead of Valentine, it's Galentine evening, when girlfriends go out and celebrate the warmth and cuddliness of friendship without the messiness that men can bring to the table. Talking of cuddliness, the works of the great Beryl Cook, who painted meaty ladies with big curves, are on display at The Box in Plymouth till May the 31st, celebrating the centenary of her birth. Her art was joyous, big-bottomed, short-skirted gals, and proud of it. Ballroom dancers cavorting with sailor boys with knowing red-lipped smiles. You can almost hear the tittering as you enjoy the paintings. On a grander scale, though not as cheerful, the Grand Palais in Paris has just hosted this year's Modern Art Fair. Hundreds of stands beneath that magnificent 19th century green wrought iron ceiling. I liked a lot of the sculpture. Animal heads, David Bowie, a father holding his baby son. But equally, there was a life-size statue of a girl in gold leggings, gold trainers, blindfolded, wearing four wristwatches, a Tina Turner hairdo, who seemed to be checking her bikini wax. I'd like you to imagine that. There were mythical beasts doing unspeakable things to humans, and a fair amount of bondage alongside some pretty ropey canvases. But among the vast array that I saw, we had one of our own, Anne Baquier from Préchac, who uses bitumen of Judea, a magic powder that creates her paint. Still on romance, one of the most romantic films ever was The Red Shoes, directed by British duo Powell and Pressburger, which tells the story of a ballerina torn between the conflicting desires of two men. Torn between two lovers, as Mary McGregor once sang. The film starred Norma Shearer, but now the great reinventor of ballet, Matthew Bourne, who brought us the all-male Swan Lake 30 years ago, has come up with a ballet of the story, using the original music by Bernard Herrmann and guaranteed to warm the cockles of your heart, for those of you in the UK and able to catch it on tour till May. An artist who always makes me feel calm and serene is the post-impressionist Georges Seurat, master of divisionism, chromoluminarism, or better known to us as pointillism, the art of the dot. Seurat and the Sea is the first ever exhibition dedicated to his seascapes at London's Courtauld Gallery till the 17th May. And closer to home, we have an evening of music guaranteed to get your pulses racing. The Choubiai Quartet will be performing on Thursday the 19th at 8:30 at the Eloi Castin in Florence. This is traditional Mongolian music given a modern twist, combining the bouzouki and the bodhran instruments with guitar and bass. And you can almost hear the whipping winds sweeping across the steps as you ride across them on your Mongolian pony. Fantastic rhythmic sounds. And we end with an important event on the 21st. 4 years since the Russian-Ukraine conflict began, and Lector is once again having a fundraising day starting at 11 with a walk, then an apéro at 12, and at 8 in the evening, dinner, borscht and chicken kiev, naturally, and then they'll be dancing, all for 20 euros.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Try and get there.
www.dfm930.com